And y'all
And my aunt.
In Thibodaux?
Mm-hmm. My aunt owned both houses, this one and the other one.
Was this the grandmother that couldn't speak
But
English?
Could cook. She could speak English, but, you know, was broken up.
Mm-hmm.
She used to prefer to speak in French, but I'd always demand that she speak in English.
It really is funny that the language can just die out in one generation.
Mm-hmm. It's, well, I think that's why they're trying to push that Codafil program in Louisiana to regenerate the French, you know.
What is Codafil?
It's, I don't know what it stands for, though, but it's an abbreviation of a title. Anyway, they're pushing for the young people to start learning how to speak French again and to learn about their French background and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that they're really trying to push it more and more down here because now something that we didn't have, like when I was a teenager, was your gumbo festival and your shrimp festival and jambalaya festival and your Cajun days, and they starting to bring back the fado dos, and you
What's
know
that?
A fado do was something that all the people would gather and they'd dance and they'd bring the kids and
uh-huh.
the mamas and the daddies and the kids would be out there and just it would be like a big dance, but the whole family would come. And now they have the fado dos again, you know, with the different festivals and everything, and they put on the old
mm-hmm.
bonnets, you know, and just
Where do they have this?
Well, in olden days, it was always the big place, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to have the pavilion in Thibodaux and this and that. But now it's always just like school functions or
mm-hmm.
community functions that they'll have once a year and they'll put on a fado do. But
mm-hmm.
it's nothing in comparison to what it was years
mm-hmm.
ago. But they want to let the children know
mm-hmm.
about these things, you know.
Is this... This area is pretty French. It's not, I mean, not like Lafayette or St. Martinville is, but the people here feel sort of a sense of, you know, we're Cajun or, you know, and we're, you know, feel more of an identity with being in southern Louisiana. You know, I mean,
Do we feel like we're different from someone
yeah.
from Shreveport?
Yeah, I mean, do you
Definitely.
Feel, I mean, like, you know, like some people in the South, they'll feel we're Southerners, you know, as opposed to, you know, everybody else, you know, and feel really a sense of unity and feel sort of a little hostility toward outsiders or feel that they're set apart. Do people...
I think
feel
so.
Feel that around here much?
I think so. I think, I wish that you could get a hold of a recording. There's someone from Lafayette, I don't know who it is, and he wrote a composition called What is a Cajun?
Mm-hmm.
And this recording describes completely what a Cajun is. And it's really interesting. And I think that, I don't know. I'm not familiar with any other parts of the country really and how the people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's something about people from South Louisiana that is different from other
mm-hmm.
people, you know. I think they have sort of a definite possessiveness. Maybe it's because our background is so colorful. We do have a different background,
mm-hmm.
you know, South Louisiana.
What do you mean a possessive?